Hare Krishna, I welcome everyone to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Thank you all so much for joining us today and giving us your very valuable association today. Today we are most fortunate to be having the class by Her Grace Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, and she will be covering from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata Adikanda, chapter 6, verse number 9 onwards. So thank you so much, Mataji. We are so looking forward to this wonderful class by you. I think everyone gets excited when they see you on call. So thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. That's because I'm the only one that turns on the camera, okay?
Yes. That's right. And that is true. And for a chickadee, I did.
thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you for this opportunity. And I'm so nervous, but since it's family, I'm going to just, you know, just go with the flow. So,
how do you do?
Start with the pranam mantras. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobisham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaikam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakajata Sagana Raghunathanditam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sundho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Deepriye Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gaurabhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Jaya Pataka Swami Niti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Sunyavati Pasyat Vadesha Tarini Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Mukham Karoti Vachalam, Bhangum Langayate Girim, Kripata Mahamande, Sri Gurudina Tarinam, Paramananda Madhavam, Sri Chaitanya Mishwaram, Hari Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna, as I said, thank you so much for allowing me to do this class. So I will start with, we're doing Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we have been discussing his childhood pastimes. And one thing we can understand is that the reason that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came was actually to show us how a devotee should be. And so we see his childish pastimes. We see how he has attracted everybody in the village, all his family members, by his cute little activities of a child. So let's start with Mataji. If you want, you can put the verses on. I'm not going to be putting the verses on. It's too many things for me to deal with. So if you can put the verses on from text 9, that would be nice. So.
Okay, Mataji.
Sure, okay.
Text 9. Adbhuta karena krida sri gaura sundara yakaneya chahi sai parama dushkara. And please forgive my Bengali translation. Sri Gaurasundara performed wonderful pastimes. He would demand things that were impossible to obtain. Purport. Commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gaudiya Bhashya. The word dushkara means rare. Akashe udiyaya pakshi tahe chana paila kandiya dulaya gadiyaye. If he saw a bird flying in the sky, he desired to have it. And when it was not given to him, he would cry and roll in the dust, just like our children do. Just like Ram,
Also, Lord Ramachandra would cry for the moon. Sometimes, Kshane chahe akashera chandra taragana hatapao achadiya kareya krandana. Sometimes he would demand the moon or the stars in the sky, and when he did not get them, he cried and thrashed his arms and legs. Text 12.
Santvana karena sabi harini chakola kole stira nahi vishwambara deo deo gole.
Everyone tried to pacify him by taking him on their lap, but Vishwambhara did not relent and continued to demand, "Give me, give me." Text 13.
Sabe kamatra ache mahapratikari hari nama sunile kande prabhu are hate tali tie sabe bore hari hari akana sustira haya chanchalya pasari pasari.
There was, however, one sure remedy. Whenever he heard the names of Hari, he would stop crying. When everyone clapped their hands and chanted the names of Hari, he would be pacified and give up his restlessness. Commentary. The word pratikari means antiseptic or medicinal. The word pasari means by forgetting. By this pastime, the Lord demonstrated both the insignificance of the unsatisfied material desires of conditioned souls who never engage in kirtana, and that by hearing Krishna kirtana, all of one's desires and obstacles are destroyed. One's mind becomes fixed and one's love for Krishna increases. I'm going to read that one more time. By this pastime, the Lord demonstrated both the insignificance of the unsatisfied material desires of conditioned souls who never engage in kirtana, and that by hearing Krishna kirtana, all of one's desires and obstacles are destroyed. One's mind becomes fixed and one's love for Krishna increases. The last verse for today is
Vala kera pritya sabe bole hare nama jagannatha gruhe haile sri vaikuntha dhama.
As everyone chanted the names of Hari in order to please the child, the house of Jagannath Misra appeared just like Vaikuntha. Commentary. Sri Jagannath Misra is non-different from Sri Vasudeva, the personification of pure goodness. Since the influence of the illusory material energy and the three modes of material nature are absent from Vaikuntha, it is a transcendental eternal abode of pure goodness and non-different from the Lord. In this abode of pure goodness or Vaikuntha, the names and forms of Lord Hari are eternally present or manifest. The house of Jagannath Misra was not previously the abode of Vaikuntha due to the absence of Lord Hari's names. Later, it was turned into the abode of Vaikuntha. Such imagination is born of mental speculation covered by the material modes of nature and therefore has no factual basis. So basically what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying is the thought that Jagannath Misra's house was not the abode of Vaikuntha before and then later it became Vaikuntha is not true. Such imagination is born of mental speculation covered by the material modes of nature and therefore has no factual basis. The pastimes of the spiritual potency are eternally pastimes of the spiritual potency, and they are never pastimes of the illusory energy. And the pastimes of the illusory energy are eternally pastimes of the illusory energy, wherein the living entities who are averse to Hari indulge in sense gratification. These are not pastimes of the spiritual potency. So he's saying here that eternally the pastimes where the pastimes of the Lord are taking place, it is always transcendental. It is always in the part of the spiritual energy and spiritual pastimes of the Lord. So let's, I guess, unpack these verses. So when we are discussing these verses, the first thing that we want to remember is the term medicinal. So Srila Prabhupada explains that these that this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is that, first of all, he gives the analogy that we are in a hospital. So we are all suffering. We are all suffering. We are all patients in the hospital and suffering from a disease. And the disease that we're suffering from is called the skin disease. This identification with the body. We identify ourselves with the body, aham and mameti, I and mine. We identify with our country, our families, our children, our job, class, caste, whatever. And this is a bodily identification. And this is the disease that everybody is infected with. Some maybe more than others, some maybe more conditioned than others, but we're all infected by this disease. And the only way to cure ourselves of this disease is by taking the prescribed medicine, the prescribed diet, and the prescribed exercise. So, you know, many times we go to the doctor for a consultation, gives us a prescription. He gives us a certain diet or regimen of what to eat, what not to eat. He tells us to exercise, you know. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada explains that in this age, the medicine for this age is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Prescription for this age is the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The diet for this age is foods that are offerable to Krishna. Right, so that's why we follow, you know, the regulative principles of no meat, fish, eggs, and all that. So this is the diet of somebody who's in this sickness. And then fasting, Ekadasi, we just had Ekadasi. So this is also part of the regimen of somebody who is suffering from this skin disease. And then, of course, the exercise is dancing. So it's chanting, dancing, and feasting. So this is the prescribed medicine for this age. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to exemplify, to teach us by his example, how we need to put these into practice. And he started from a very young age. We see that through his activities, he's teaching so many lessons. He's teaching as was explained in the verses. He says, we may cry for certain things. We may cry for, I want this big house. I want this job. I want this. I want that. But none of these can satisfy. Just as none of these can satisfy. Why are they impossible things? So the word he uses is they are impossible things. Not only because they're impossible to get, but they are impossible because they don't satisfy it, because that is not our true nature. It's like there's that play that they used to do, the fish out of water, you know, and if you, they took a fish out of water, there's this fish that's out of water and, you know, people are seeing and it's, you know, flipping around and everything. And somebody comes by and says, oh my God, this fish is out of water. Maybe we need to give it some food. And, you know, they start putting some, you know, vegetables next to it. The fish is just, you know, what does it do? It's flopping around on the ground. Does it want that? No. Somebody comes, oh, it must be cold. Let's give it a coat. So they put a coat on it. And of course, it's still flopping around. And then somebody else comes by, oh, maybe it needs a cigarette. It gives a cigarette. You know, that's not satisfying. Nothing's satisfying. Finally, a child comes and picks up the fish and throws it into the water. And of course, the fish is completely satisfied. So just like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing us that these other things will not satisfy us. This is not our true nature. Our true nature is like that fish that's out of the water. Our true nature is to be within the spiritual energy, connected to Krishna. So how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we stay connected? So I actually wanted to go back to the basics, and we've probably unpacked this very many times, but I think it's important that we revisit the basics. So today I'm going to discuss about the first verse of the Shikshastakam, which talks about the chanting of the holy name and what it does, the benefits, the benedictions that the holy names gives. And all of this I got from Reflections on Sacred Teachings. It's Bhakti Teerda Swami's Volume 1 about Sri Sikshastakam. And of course, Srila Prabhupada's commentary on the verse of the Sikshastakam. So I hope I do them justice. And I invite Srila Prabhupada, please guide me. And Guru Maharaj, please guide me as I speak on this. So the first verse of the Sikshastakam.
Cheto darpana marjanam bhavamaha tavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamruta svadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam.
Glory to the Sri Krishna Sankirtana, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years and extinguishes the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death. This Sankirtana movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss, and it enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport here that it is a transcendental vibration, Krishna. The chanting and Krishna are not different. And he explains that in the material world, there's a name, the difference, there's a name between the name and the substance. Like if you chant water, water, it's not the same as drinking the water, right? But in the spiritual world, and this vibration is coming from the spiritual world, right? Goloka era premadhana harinama sankirtana. It is not manufactured within the material world. It's coming down directly from the spiritual world. And just like some vibrations come from the news, comes from another country, similarly, it is from another nature, a superior nature. And Srila Jiva Goswami explains that in Srila Prabhupada, it's quoted in the 11th canto of the fifth chapter, verses 38 to 40. It's described how Jiva Goswami explains that the kirtana is possible to perform in all ages. And it is relevant in all ages, but particularly in Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the incarnation of Lord Chaitanya, has come down by his causeless mercy personally to give living entities the holy name. And the verse that he quotes from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Eneche aushadhi maya nasibara lagi harinama mahamantra layatumi magi. O conditioned souls who are foolishly sleeping on the lap of the witch maya, I have brought an excellent medicine to cure the disease of your illness. This medicine is called harinama. It is my holy name, and by taking this medicine, you will get all perfection in life. Therefore, I sincerely request you to please take this medicine that I have personally brought for you. So this medicine, excuse me, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specifically brought for us in this age of Kali in order for us to be able to cleanse the dust from our heart. That is what that verse is speaking about. That first verse, Chieto Dharpana Marjanam, speaking about cleansing the dust. So Bhakti Teerda Maharaj explains that dust, there's just like dust covers a mirror, and we cannot see our reflection. So we can't see our true nature. So that's why this analogy is used. Because once you remove the dust, we can see who we are, right? We can connect to Krishna because we see who we are. Excuse me. So So the contamination, you know, Bhakti Chara Maharaj explains how everything we come into our senses, whatever we hear, whatever we see, whatever we smell, whatever we taste, that is already creating a certain consciousness within us. And Bhakti Chaitanya Maharaj explains those same things, the food we eat, the things we're exposed to, what we see also pervades our consciousness. And that needs to be cleansed. And first of all, let's talk about the seven perfections that this Harinama Sankirtana gives. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. So what is it? Cleanse the mirror of the heart. Darpana is mirror. Marjanam means to sweep away. Cheto is the mind, the consciousness, mind. It removes the dust. Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. It extinguished the fire of material existence. So it extinguishes that fire of material existence. Number three, Sreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam, spreading the highest benediction. Just like the moon of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is compared to the benediction moon, right? That he is that audarya nature, that he spreads the rays of the benediction moon on the spirit souls, on the living entities who are in this world. Four, Vidyavadhu Jivanam, is the life of all transcendental knowledge. Five, Anandam Buddhivardhanam, it increases the ocean of transcendental bliss. Six, Pratipadam Purnam Rudasvadhanam, and we can taste the nectar at every step, that nectar which we are hankering for. What is that nectar? That nectar, or that rasa, that relationship with Krishna that we are craving for. And sarvatma snapanam, fully bathes the body, mind, and soul. So this is what, these are the seven benedictions that are gifted to us through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by his example and through the chanting of the Mahamantra. Now, actually, the chanting is all we need if we can do it perfectly, purely and perfectly. And so in this verse, Krishna Varnam Tusa Krishnam Sarvo Pangashta Parshadam Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedasaha. So according to Srila Jiva Goswami, that mainly by the process of Sankirtana that one can actually attain pure devotional service. But we need that pure chanting. And since we don't have that pure chanting, that's why Srila Prabhupada has given us this whole process, right? The chanting, the dancing, the deity worship. One who is performing worship of the Krishna deity should know that the most essential part of such deity worship is constant chanting of the holy names of the Lord. On the other hand, one who has perfectly chanted the holy names of the Lord, need not depend on other processes as expressed in the following mantra. Famous mantra, Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam, kalau nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gataranita. There's no other way, but chanting the holy name, in this age of Kali. So, Srila Prabhupada, knowing our fickle mind, has actually given us, maybe this is a little bit of a tangential thought, but just came to me, so I'd like to share. But he gave us this whole process, right? And if you think about, you know, I always think about the Hare Krishna sandwich, you know, the ISKCON sandwich, which I call it, which is what we, you know, first thing, we get up early in the morning, we have Mangalarti, and then we chant our rounds, and then we have Srimad Bhagavatam class, and we are in the temple, and we are in the association of devotees, right? So that's the morning program. And then we go off and do whatever it is that we have our responsibilities of the day, whether it be if you're in the temple taking care of the deities, you know, taking care of Sankirtana, going on Harinam, all that is. If we're in householders, whatever our duty is. And then we come back, and then in the evening, Srila Prabhupada would have, we'd have Kirtan again, Gaura Arti, right? And then we would have Krishna book, still remember? And we would read, we have Bhagavad Gita, and before we went to sleep, we have Krishna book, and we'd have warm milk. So that was the Krishna, the ISKCON sandwich. Srila Prabhupada, you know, made that so that we could have what Sanatana Goswami explains in the Nectar of Instruction, the right what we need to have, right? It's Nectar of Instruction, Rupa Goswami. Where is it? Rupa Goswami. No, in the Nectar of Devotion, Sanatana Goswami explained the five main things we need to have, right? Association of devotees, Bhagavatam class, chanting, deity worship, and living in the holy dham. So I call those the ABCDEs of Krishna consciousness. But going back, so Srila Prabhupada has given us all these different things in order to help us in our chanting, right? So, but in our chanting, so what is it? How is this? How does he explains this, that this dust, what kind of dust is it that's there? The dust that's there is different things. Oh, Krishna. Okay. So the dust that we have are, the different dust that we have is the, this dust is the misconception of accepting this body and mind as ourself. And we are not this body and mind. But it says also three different times he spoke about this desire to enjoy separate from Krishna, to lord it over material nature. But the Tirtha Maharaj explains this. And the second dust is enjoyment, trying to enjoy the material nature, right? Desire separate from Krishna, trying to enjoy material nature, and also renouncing things in order that. So it gives the example of Ravana, that how he, in order, you know, he did go through austerity. So using austerities, why? For the reason of only because you wanted to gain something. So it's not for the benefit of either ourselves, for the benefit of uncovering our spiritual nature, but just because he wanted to enjoy, he wanted to have the power to enjoy himself. So palatyaga and palabhoga, and the other one was this materialism, this desire, this anukul Krishna, right? Okay. So enjoying separate from Krishna. So those are the three contaminations that we wanted to get rid of. Then it talks about the blazing fire of material miseries immediately become dissipated. No more misery. Aham Brahmasmi. As it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. Immediately one understands the real identification of spirit soul and he becomes joyful. We are not joyful in this material, due to this material contact, okay? We are full of anxieties. By chanting Hare Krishna, we shall immediately come to the joyful state and bhava maha dava nirvapanam, and this is called liberation. So all of these hankerings will start being removed. And this is, Prabhupada explains in the Sikshastakam, in his commentary on Sikshastakam, so Prabhupada is explaining about how that these material desires are slowly removed from within the heart. And then he says, what is the next one? It says, Anandam Buddhivartana Shaya Kaireva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyapadu Jivanam. Okay, so what it says, become Shaya Kaireva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. So he talks about the Shaya Kaira. It explains that, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that this moon, just as the waxing moon slowly, slowly increases, giving more and more light, uncovering the darkness, removing the darkness. In that similar way, as we begin chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the waxing moon, the benediction moon, the rays of the benediction moon begin to increase slowly and slowly. And as they increase, it uncovers, it lightens us. So these are what, so if you think about the mirror, we're removing the dust, right? We're sweeping that away. We're removing the first dust. And then we begin slowly seeing. Those desires become removed. And then the light comes. So you need light. It's not enough you have the mirror. It's not enough you have the mirror. It's not enough you remove the dust. You have to have the light to see. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, through that rays of the benediction moon, which is represented by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, right? It begins to light up that mirror, and it gives us the ability to see who we are. And it gives us all transcendental knowledge. Actually, Srila Prabhupada explains that it not only gives you transcendental knowledge, but it gives you all types of knowledge, right? It becomes, you feel as we increase, he says, and the life then becomes full of knowledge, because spiritual life means eternal life full of bliss and full of knowledge. So we increase our volumes of joy because proportionately we increase the volume of our knowledge. So as we study the Chaitanya Bhagavat, as we begin enjoying the pastimes of the Lord, we also should start meditating on the messages that he is giving us. And this is why I felt it was important for us to, like I said, go back to the basics and discuss, why are we reading Chaitanya Bhagavat? Just to enjoy the story? On one level, yes, to attract us to the story. But on another level, in order for us to be able to dive deep into that ocean, dive deep in that spiritual ocean of bliss and actually taste the pure love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the nectar of chanting the holy name. Mudivardhanam pratipadam purnam satvadhanam shriya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadujiva anandam mudivardhanam pratipadam purnam. Okay. And at every single stairy step, that joy increases more and more. Anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnam mudasvadam. As we taste it, it increases more and more, day by day. And it bathes us and it cleans us of all these impurities. And this is the essence of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Just by that one verse, we can see how much it changes us, how much it cleanses us, it uncovers for us. So, you know, it removes the dust, it removes those hankerings, and then it lights it up, shows us with the light of knowledge, right? So we need that, right? With the shining light of knowledge, was it, right? Shining knowledge, that light of knowledge, he removes my illusion, right? So all these examples that are given, they're not just chosen just because they are poetic. Prabhupada does not give us analogies just because they sound good. He gives us analogies because we are something we can relate to. The hospital and sickness and medicine, remedy, we can relate to that. When they give us the example of that in the Chaitanya Dharmamajram verse of Sikshasku, when he's giving that, we understand the dust on the mirror, right? We understand of cleaning it. We understand that. And so this is what we need to focus on our chanting when we're chanting Hare Krishna Mantra. His Grace, Hariparshad Prabhu, was explaining the three tripod as he spoke about more chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra. And he said, of course, you know, he explained how there's different types of chanting. There's kirtana, chanting out loud. There's when you're chanting japa. There's when you're chanting internally, like we do our Gayatri mantras, japa. And we're chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra when we're doing our japa. We should focus on three things. He said, listening, chanting and listening, and then the mind. Those three things have to be focused. So this is what I request for each one of you. And I'll share something that personal, you know, is that I was meditating so much on this. The past week, I have been having very much difficulty finishing my rounds in the morning. And I was, you know, beating myself up a little bit, saying, come on, you know, you got it. This is not working. You got it. You know, you got to finish those. No, you got to do it in the morning. And so out of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because this verse was given to me, because I was studying about this, and because I mean, just the way this verse was just, you know, medicine, and then immediately Chaitanya Dharmano came to my mind and all that, and I started reading about it and I studied about it. And since I was meditating upon it for so many hours and so many, you know, for a while, this morning when I get up, it was such a breeze. It was such a breeze. I was, you know, and my chanting was, you know, was going well. I don't want to say it was perfect, but, you know, just the fact that I was to get up and chant my rounds and focus just proved to me that this is how it works, you know, and we need to be able to apply that knowledge that we are getting through the example of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just did not just come here in order to save those that were there with him at that time. He did not come just to fill, to spread the message to just India. He came for the purpose to inundate the entire world with this love of Godhead. So he has come for us, for you and me, for specifically, he is looking at each one of us. Srila Prabhupada said, he came here just for us. So, you know, Guru Maharaj always explains how you know, sometimes we think that, I wish I was there when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. I would, you know, I would become a pure devotee if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there, you know, but we are part, and he explains, we are part of Chaitanya's mission right now. He is touching each one of us. Vrindavan Das Thakur is touching each one of us by giving us, you know, this Chaitanya Bhagavat. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Srila Prabhupada have given us this crown jewel of the life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in order that we can obtain that knowledge and put it into practice in our life and begin the process of uncovering, of removing that dust and uncovering the true nature, of lighting up our lives and being able to see our true reflection as part and parcel of Krishna and as pure spirit souls who are only hankering for the love of the Lord and find our true essence. So after that, switching gears a little bit, I just want to talk a little bit about the last verse, because it was speaking about how Jagannath Mishra was Vasudeva himself, right? And that to think that just because they started chanting that then it became Vaikuntha. No, it was always Vaikuntha because Krishna is there, right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, Radha Krishna himself. So of course, wherever Krishna is, then the holy Dham is there. So that is also Vaikuntha. But I was looking, but you know, when I read that verse, this verse came to mind. So I wanted to touch on a few highlights in the purport to this text from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.3.23. Sattvam visuddham vasudeva sabditam yad iyate tatra pumana pavrutaha sattve cha tasmin bhagavan vasudevo yadokshajo me namasa vidhiyate. I am always engaged in offering obeisances to Lord Vasudeva in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Vasudeva, is revealed without any covering. And I thought this was important because not only are we revealing ourselves, but we are also, Krishna will also reveal himself. So we not only see who we are, but we also see Krishna. So Prabhupada explains in the purport here, as soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, It is to be understood that he is in his pure original constitutional position. This state of existence is called Suddha Sattva, which means that it is transcendental to the material qualities. Since this Suddha Sattva existence is under the direction of the internal potency, in this state, the activities of material consciousness stop. So this is what was in Jagannath Mishra's house. It was, Krishna was there. And it was, so the sattva was there, that's a Vasudeva, that a consciousness, that is pure Krishna consciousness was there. So of course it was Vaikuntha. You know, there is no scope for material energy to be. And so this transcendental state or this Suddha Sattva state is also called Vasudeva. And it is also the name of the person from whom Krishna appeared. So a lot of times people mispronounce. Vasudeva is the name of Krishna's father. Vasudeva is the name of Krishna. So he who came from Vasudeva is Vasudeva. Vasudeva also means he who is who permeates everything. Okay, so that is also another understanding that was from Vasudeva. But Prabhupada, as I said, explains that also it means Suddha Sattva. And says that in this state, when we're in this pure state of consciousness, this pure Suddha Sattva state or Vasudeva consciousness, then the Supreme Person Krishna is revealed within our heart. So that's the ultimate of the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Those previous things, those seven different benedictions come slowly, slowly, slowly. You know, removing the dust, you know, removing those hankerings, the light of the benediction moon, seeing our reflection, cleaning our body, mind, and soul. Once we've cleaned, we've seen ourselves, then Krishna is revealed within our heart. So this idea we need to do more than the basics. We just do need to do the basics really, really well. Okay, what is it? Krishna consciousness is simple for the simple, right? Just keep it simple. We don't need to do unnecessary austerities. The basics that Srila Prabhupada has given us, we stick to those. Then, you know, the hearing, the chanting, remembering, and eventually this knowledge of Krishna develops, right? That was the other benediction. And then we realize that when we come into that pure Suddha Sattva stage, then we are in the internal potency of the Lord, under the protection of Krishna and Yoga Maya. So, and one other point I wanted to make that one example that I like to, you know, a lot of times the title to Maya, we give her, you know, we give her a very kind of negative understanding. But the analogy that comes to mind when I think about Maya and Krishna is actually the good cop, the bad cop. Now, maybe you know this in India, in Telugu, we call it Nayana Bayana. Which means either Nayan means either by telling them nicely or bhayam by telling them with fear. So the equivalent to that in English would be good cop, bad cop. Mainly when you're trying to change, you know, criminal, whatever, you know, or sometimes when you know parents are saying, okay, you come down heavy on them, and I'll try to be the nice parent, you know. So that whole idea when you're trying to change something, then somebody comes in and first he tries to tell you nicely, you know, this is the way to do it. You know, this is how you should change. You know, don't do these bad things. You know, the good cop says, you know, come on, we're on your side. You know, we'll give you a deal. This, he doesn't listen. So then the bad cop comes in and he starts saying, hey, you know, listen, you're not listening. You know, we're going to have to come down heavy on you. And he starts doing start putting pressure on you and doing negative things and, you know, doing all kinds of things that are more harsh. So similarly, Maya has that role. She's not bad. She's just a bad cop. That's her job, you know. And she's like, you know, if you go to Krishna the nice way, hey, I don't even have to come in and do this. It's not, you know, I don't even have to come into your life at all. But if you're not going to, you know, listen to the good way, then I got to play the bad cop, you know. And so she, you know, her only desire is to prod us somehow by putting a little fear in us to turn towards Krishna. So, you know, I just wanted to give that, you know, give that analogy just to explain that we don't need to have any negative or, you know, hatred toward Maya in that sense, or some negative understanding of Maya. She's just doing her job as the bad cop because she wants us to turn toward Krishna. So I will stop there. I hope I said, I mean, I don't know, things were just going around in my head. So many things are popping in. So basically just to rehash or just to repeat, summarize what I was explaining, that we need to go back to the basics, that chanting is our lifeline, and that slowly by chanting, the dust within the mirror of our heart is removed, and those hankerings and stuff decrease. The fire is put out. The knowledge is we get unlimited knowledge. The light of the benediction moon lights up our true identity. And then as we taste more and more this amrutam, this ocean of pure bliss, then the light and everything we reveals ourselves, washes ourselves, our body, mind, and soul, and we are become in the pure state of consciousness, this Vasudeva consciousness, this Suddhasattva consciousness, and we are able to not only see ourselves, but we see Krishna. And by this process of chanting, because the chanting only continues and it just gets pure. It's not like once we've been with Krishna, the chanting stops. The chanting is there forever. Chanting is from the spiritual world. It's not that just it comes to the material world and then when we get to spiritual world, it's gone. No, chanting continues in the spiritual world. So we should hold on to this lifeline for as long, forever, and long, and hold on for, you know, for, like I said, don't let go for anything. And whether it's the good cop or the bad cop, you hold on to that lifeline because that is our connection to the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu have given it to us in a perfect way, in a perfect prescription, right? The perfect prescription, chanting, dancing, and feasting. So thank you very much. Panchakalpatarupisya kripasindubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. And since you are all such pure, you know, Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, full of compassion for the fallen souls, and are full of, and like desire trees, fulfill all desires, then please bless me that I continue to apply the knowledge that is given, continue to share this knowledge the best I can, and always remember and feel gratitude to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada, and my Guru Maharaj. So yad atra skalitam kinchit vidvamsu puryanta tat yad atra soshitam kinchit tat kura eva menahi. And so as we say, if there are any faults, any discrepancies, any mistakes, please do correct me. And even if you don't know how to pronounce my name, it's okay. You can say Mataji. I won't bite. I'm actually quite nice. So please, you know, you can correct me, even though I might be older than you. I accept the correction. And if there's anything that you found, as I said, it was completely from Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and the Srimad Bhagavatam. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glory, Srila Prabhupada.
Shivani Mataji, do you want to take questions?
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances, Parameshwari Lakshmi Mataji. Thank you so much for your very beautiful class and you explained the verses so beautifully. I'm very, very honored to be in your association and I'm looking forward to more classes from you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Your devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead at this time.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, what happened? Your voice? Only Hare Krishna we heard.
Sorry. Thank you so much, Paneshwari. Lakshmi Mataji, what a fabulous class at all. Some takeaways from today's class is about coming to the platform of Vasudeva or Shuddhisattva as possible through the chanting of the holy names. And as you were explaining about Chaitavatana Madhuram from the very first step till the awakening of Shuddhisattva, the entire process was very, very clear through the Shashtakam verses. And one thing that I was meditating on is how you were explaining that the chanting process is sort of independent of the rest of the processes and it sustains the other processes. So yes, that makes chanting so important.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this, as though we say Shravanam Kirtanam, we start with Shravanam, but still somehow Kirtanam soars high. So, yeah, thank you so much for that, Mataji, about Vishuddha Sattva and also about how it was already present in Jagannath Mishra. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful class, as always.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Paneshwari Lakshmi Mataji, Dandavat Pranam, very, very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna,
beautiful class. As always, simple, easy to understand to anyone, and your smiling face, your appearance makes everything very, very nice, Mataji. We all love you so much, our mother, and such a beautiful, so many nice points you are telling, like we are all deceased, and the disease is like I, and you are telling the diet and also medicine. Medicine is Hare Krishna Mahamantra, diet is Prasadam, fish out of the water. So beautifully explained, Mataji and Sistashtaka verse, and how nicely your memory is so nice, Mataji. You were a little bit kind of getting confused, but still see how correctly you were telling that Sanatana Goswami and Nectar of Devotion, the five things that you need to do. How quickly you got it, right? Like you were still like, see that, what is that? And then you got it, see? How great, Mataji, you are. That shows the hearing skills, you know. The more we hear, the more we remember, right?
Yes,
immediately
definitely.
You got it. So nice, Mataji. Beautiful, beautiful class. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Vinita. Thank you. Any questions? I don't know if there's any questions.
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. It's very beautiful class, Mataji. Thank you so much. And as you were saying that our devotional service, our chanting doesn't stop. This morning I was reading 9.2. I mean, all of us, I think, should, I mean, not you maybe, but you know, if we are still getting confused, Srila Prabhupada in the purport, it's a big purport, almost 5-page purport. He's writing towards the end that, you know, actual devotional service continues even after liberation. When the devotee goes to the spiritual planet in the kingdom of God, he is also engaged there in serving the Supreme Lord. He doesn't try to become one with the Supreme Lord. So, you know, I was just thinking when you said that thing that, you know, Prabhupada writes again and again that, and how many times, like after liberation and before that, Prabhupada writes actually very wonderfully about Mayavadi's thinking that we do devotional service till we get liberation and then forget about Krishna also and the service also. So, yes, Mataji, you reminded me of that. I'm very, very grateful, Mataji. And please keep giving your association more frequently, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam. And you look beautiful as always, Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you, Radha Balaji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Paneshwari.
Go ahead, Indu Mataji, please.
Oh, okay. Hare Krishna, Paneshwari, Mataji, and Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Very, very sweet nectarian class, Mataji. I do have to go back and listen to it again because there were some things that I definitely missed. Mataji, one thing that is, the way you were reciting the verses, it's exactly like how Guru Maharaj recites. It's so sweet. And, you know, in the exact same tone and the tune also would be exactly the same. So sweetly. Mataji, very, very nice importance of chanting in our life, definitely. You brought that back, and I always feel like it's a struggle for me. Okay. Oh, okay, today if something is good, the next day again it goes down, and again it'll come back up and then goes down and come back up. It's a constant struggle. And I was thinking that it would get over after some time, maybe the longer I continue the process, the more, you know, the more systematic it would get. But
it's not systematic, right? I mean, this is what I like to think about. See, you are, when you fall in love with somebody, do you have to like practice it? I mean, do you have to like make yourself love somebody, or do you just, you love him because you just love them, right? So that's what this is, because, you know, we are doing this service. What are we asking? Please, Krishna, you know, engage me in your service. Why do we want to do service for Krishna? Not just because we want to do service. It's because we love him, right? So we're actually trying to uncover that love. So that's what we, you know, so you'll come to a point. The whole goal is come to that point where you just love him because you love him, right? And that's what that chanting is trying to uncover. And the only way you can love somebody is by knowing him. So, you know, so it's all connected. So when we get to the spiritual world, then we know we love him and we don't have to, it won't be going up and down, at least not because we're not connected. It may go up and down.
Very beautiful thought, actually. So, so, so sweetly put, Mataji. Thank you. Sorry, Mataji, please continue.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just, so it's just the love, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to uncover that love. We're trying to connect that love. We're trying to remember, right? They give that analogy of how we're all in amnesia. You know, when you have amnesia, you know, what does a doctor do when you have amnesia? He says, well, take them to the places that they've been before. You know, why don't you tell them, like, you know, tell them stories about their childhood, or ask them certain names. Do you remember this name? So in that same way, we've got amnesia, right? And so in order to be able to remember that love, because even people who have love their spouse or whatever it is and have amnesia, and they come back afterwards and they're still, then they see them, they don't remember them. So the love, you know, they don't remember the love. But eventually what happens in some cases it never happens, but in some cases, what happens is they eventually remember the other person. They're like, oh my God, now I remember you. Oh, I remember you. I went on our honeymoon here. This is, and everything comes back. So that's what our position is. We are, you know, in amnesia. We don't remember. And so that's why, Chaitanya, that's why the Hare Krishna mantra is there. Krishna's trying to remind us. That's why the temple is there. You know, it reminds me of the story Guru Maharaj says, you know, how he had, when he was, you know, seeing the devotees chanting in the temple, that he was, you know, they weren't chanting in the temple, they were chanting in the streets. And he had gone, he was like, what is going on? What's happening? And he went to go, he was looking at them. He was walking towards them. And I guess Samataji or Samprabhuji turned around and he saw their tilak. And when he saw that tilak, he got so scared, he started running away, you know, and, you know, eventually, obviously, he came back. But, you know, how many times I've heard from people who say that once I've gone to the temple, you know, especially Westerners who've not been exposed to Krishna, who've not been exposed to temples, and they walk into the temple and they're walking down the street and they hear the kirtan, they walk in the temple and they're like, wow, I've got deja vu. That just reminds me of something, you know. So, you know, that's what it's like, that amnesia. So it will come back. We just have to keep on trying to remember. Just another thought that came to my mind in that analogy.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Yes. Yeah, please pray that we can come out of the state of amnesia.
Yes. We all pray for each other. We're all gonna hold hands, okay, so we can help each other out of it. That's what we're here for.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Please continue to give us classes and your association like this, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
हरे कृष्णा पानेश्वरी माताजी पानेश्वरी लक्ष्मी माताजी कोटि कोटि दंडवत प्रणाम श्रील प्रभुपाद श्री गुरुदेव की जय गोपीनाथ की जय माताजी यू सेड आई एम नर्वस माताजी यू आर नॉट नर्वस ओ नाउसली वन बाय वन माताजी यू जस्ट थिंक एंड वन बाय वन यू श्लोका यू टेक एंड ट्रांसलेट इज स्पेशल मर्सी ऑफ वृंदा श्री वृंदावन दास ठाकुर माताजी एंड यस माताजी श्रील प्रभुपाद फर्स्ट यू प्रे दैट Prabhupada will come, Srila Gurudev will come. Yes, Mataji. Without that mercy, we cannot speak single word. So much potency, Mataji. So much potency in your class. Please forgive me today, not able to make a notes. But sure, Mataji, I make a notes and send it in your inbox. Koti koti dhanvat pranam, Srila Prabhupada. Yes, Mataji, I agree with Mataji that... we feel that actually Jaipataka Maharaj is given a class from last 2 years. My daughter and me hearing before going bed Jaipataka Maharaj Vani, actually Jaipataka Maharaj Vani. That much potency in your class, Mataji. Koti koti dandvat pranam. Please, please, please give your association regularly. You remind like after this, Vrindavan Das Thakur is extending this to heart, Mataji. So much potency. Koti koti dhanvat pranam. Please give your association regularly. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Vrinda Gopika. And like you said, it's only Guru Maharaj's mercy. Only that he has given this, you know, out of gratitude, as few words of his that I can share. That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Mataji. And you hearing lots, we can understand, Mataji. Hearing and reading, then only we can speak on this spot, Mataji. We forgot this, then the other one, sloka and translation come, Mataji. Koti koti dhanvat pranam, Mataji. Hari hari, gauranga, so much potency, Mataji.
Shivani Mataji, would you like to read the chat messages for Mataji, please?
Yes, sure.
I can read them, Vrinda. It's okay. Vinita Gandharvika. There's no questions. Thank you, everyone, for the wonderful comments. Thank you, thank you. Very sweet of you. And like I said, thank you for this opportunity because it made me go back to the basics also. And so thank you. So thank you, Shivani Mataji.
Once again, I would like to thank you, Our Grace Parameshwari Lakshmi Mataji, for your valuable and wonderful association today. Very, very sweet nectar. Looking forward to more classes and your association. Thank you so much, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Dear devotees, if there are no more questions or realization at this time, I would like to close the call with Mataji's and everyone's permission. Vancha kalpata rubhyasya kripa sindhu yavasya patita na bhavani vyo vashni vyo namo namo ananta vashni vyo ki kaya nama chay. Kripa paath ki kaya bhavani klas. A great permission. Mataji ki jay.
Jay.
Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.